Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.
Here we go, and I hope you enjoy everything that you listen to on radio. You know the technology has moved radio into another world, but radio is still here, and we've added vision. So this is Radio Vision coming to you live right now. I happen to be in New York City, but guess what? We're going back to St. Petersburg for a major event, the 100th radio show at 96.7 FM, Sunshine Radio. And in keeping with all the things that we're supposed to do, guess what we're doing now? We're trying to make sure that no matter what we do, we take care of veterans. Veterans are our reason for being. Our reason for being is veteranization. And I'm going to be giving you a description of veteranization in later shows. Guess what? This weekend coming, it's Father's Day weekend, and wherever you are, fathers, please show up and get your little piece of the pie. Because Mother's Day was huge. But we want to thank all the fathers who actually are still around, and those fathers who were veterans that's not around. Your sons and your daughters and your family should show up and say thank you for what you brought to the table. All right, I'm going to be talking about an event coming up this weekend that I want everybody to tune in to, and that's Vet Chat Live. And that's going to be, of course, from the Straz. We were trying to reach Fred Johnson. He's trying to call in, but somehow this Zoom thing didn't do exactly what it was supposed to do. So if you're going to be going to the Straz, look for Fred Johnson. Now, what does that mean, Vet Chat Live? On the 11th, and they're going to be there for 2 days, one on the 11th, the other one on the 12th. Remember, you will be a part of a happening, Vet Chat Live. Open mic on the 12th. Before that, you will be there, of course, on the first day, and they're going to be having seminars, they're going to be having conversations, they're going to be serving a few drinks, soda pop, coffee, and that. But we want the supporters of vets to stand tall. And that's why we call it We Support Vets Too, WVETOnlineRadio.com. We support vets too, OnTheAirToday.com. We support vets too, the Straz. We support vets too, Bergs. We support vets too, Harley Davidson. We support vets too, Hard Rock. We support vets too. And to all the veterans, thank you for your service, and we support vets too. I want you guys to put that in the line everywhere you go. The new term is We Support Vets Too. We're going to be making stickers. No, nothing's free anymore. All them freebies got left behind COVID. We're asking everybody to make a small donation that says, and we'll send you out a sticker, we'll send you out a letter confirming the fact that you're one of the We Support Vets Too family. I'm shooting out this, of course, to all my Air Force vets. Air Force vets. Well, that's a little biased because my daddy was early Army Air Corps, Kelly Field, Texas. His oldest son, I'm the second one, joined the Air Force, Charles Winslow, and he came to Tampa and stationed at MacDill. So my nephew, Sean, is Air Force too, born at MacDill. Guess what? I got family in Tampa. I am a part of this area. If you're near Bradenton or somewhere around that, I might show up down there in Sarasota, because this is the west coast of paradise. I want every veteran in this area to raise your hand and be grateful. You are in the west coast of paradise. Better than that, if you're anywhere around this weekend, show up. And let's have some Vet Conversations. If you can't, then get on your phone, do a Zoom or a regular call, and get to be a part of the Stras Vet Chat. They worked hard to put this here, and nobody can say that in Tampa we're not reaching out to make everything easier for veterans and the veteran family. You got to remember, a lot of veterans know what's going on, but a lot of family members don't know the benefits that are available to them, and that's why we're here. We're here to help everybody disseminate the proper information, no matter where you are, and make sure that other veterans would like to do something for their community picks up what we do here. Of course, 96.7 FM will be your radio station, no matter what, because it's online too. Go online, sunshineradio.com, 96.7, and you can find us online. If you happen to be in St. Petersburg or this area, you can also find us on the air, 96.7 FM. I want to give a shout out right now to my friend, Wardell McGee. He has been under some weather, and he's now doing fine. He's gotten better. So we thank you for what you did, and we really want to reach out to the Anthem Project with Kevin Humes. If Wardell and them are listening, please give Kevin the call so we can continue what we're doing on a much greater level. Don't forget, we are asking everybody to pay attention to what's going on. Now, made of nonstop dedication since 1922, supporting veterans and all that we do. You know I'm talking about the American Legion. I love their slogans, and I love what they're delivering. And I want to say hello again to my good friend in Alabama. She's down there, and I don't know if she's still listening, but we hope so. We appreciate what you have been doing, and we're modeling some of that here in Florida. We did an MP3 to try to get some music in, and hopefully we got it downloaded from Bishop Bryant. Okay? We know that Debbie Bryant is carrying the torch, Dr. Debbie Bryant, and we want to really, really, really give a shout out and a thank to that veteran who's standing up all the way. Don't forget, you're in tune, of course. This is 96.7 FM. This is the 99th show on Wednesday. Come on out to Ferg's and let's do the 100th show with all of our veterans, families, and friends. We want to say that there's a lot more coming. I'm going to be talking more again about our Operation Project Veterans. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little music, and if you did, then feel free to remember what this music is. This is the Little Richard Band, released right there in the Tampa area with Soundcheck Studios. Of course, we picked up a distributor along the way, but this is the Little Richard Band, written and recorded by Keith Winslow. There's 9 or 10 songs on there that I recorded when I was on the road with Little Richard. And I wrote a song many years ago, not knowing that it would be right for today. And the song is called Try to Help Your Brother, written by Keith Winslow. Now I'm going to move on. Now that you've had a little music, don't forget, if you have a veteran friend who plays a little music, have them contact us. We are promoting new music. I decided after listening to all of the things that people were saying that this generation didn't have it. This generation wasn't creating like our generation did. And guess what? They don't have to, because the music we created is strong enough to carry the next generation's ability to enhance that music. You know, when we came along, it was all instruments. Then somehow we got into Moog synthesizers. We got into internet. We got into all of the other distractions that comes when you're trying to create. But if you take those distractions and create from them, you will find that the base of good music that came out from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s is strong enough to carry the next 100 years of music. And then that third generation coming down will be the new creators for the future, because we're living in our future and we got work to do. Again, I want to say thank you to all of our veteran musicians, all of our musicians that came out of the Army, the Navy, the music. You got to remember that Army band, I think they're still on the road doing shows. But for a while, it was one of the greatest events. Air Force had the air show, and the Army had the Army band. And of course, the Navy had Fleet Week. Don't tell me. Now, we ain't talking about that. But they had Fleet Week. The Marines just ran amok around all the events. Once a Marine, always a Marine. And the Coast Guard protected all of that time that we were doing stuff. So now, let's look again at some of the things that we're here to do. One is to thank those who support veterans. Two is to talk about other veteran service organizations who are standing up to pick up the ball from some of the older organizations. And those old organizations, you know, Star Search, American Legion, and AMVETS, and all of those other ones, including Wounded Warrior. But there are new ones who are out there picking up the ball to help those older organizations. American Veterans Alliance, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, and of course, Operation Project Veteran. That's why I'm talking about joining that vet chat. Wherever you are, call in. We want you to be there if you can, but call in, chat in, and give them some new ideas of what can make it better for veterans in your area. We're doing it right here in the Tampa Bay area, St. Petersburg, Florida, Sunshine Radio. But you have a place where you are going to take this same information that you're getting from us and adapt it to where you are. Many years ago, I remember doing Mother's Day in Seattle, Washington, when we did our train called Whistle Stop America for Veterans. All around the United States, we took a train 3,872 miles, hit cities all over the place, and we're still talking about the Mother's Day. I still get calls saying, are you going to be somewhere for Mother's Day? Well, we didn't, but we are. This week, of course, is Father's Day. Let's take a moment. God bless you, mothers, but it's our turn. And I need you mothers to stand up and be proud of the fathers that made them babies for you. I know they say baby's mama, daddy's mama, but guess what? Right now is for Father's Day. And those who have children, fine. For those who don't have children, please adopt one of these poor children out here and tell them you're a veteran. If veterans stand up and adopt, we probably won't have any other problems, because there's not that many kids who need adoption. It's been reduced dramatically. So let's be grateful for the reduction of needs for adoption. Now, I got to mention one thing that I always talk about, and you know that's going to be my friends over there at Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And I want to say thank you to the Veterans Crisis Line. There are new crisis lines being erected to help a lot more, but this old one has been there. Confidential help for veterans and their families. That's what they say they do. And when you're in trouble, press 1-800-273-8255. If you're not in trouble, but you want to be able to advise someone who is, please pass that number on. They're open 24/7, and they want to be available if you happen to have a crisis. And I don't care if it's you're losing your house or your girlfriend just went crazy and you're in the hospital and don't know what to do. Please use the crisis system that's been set up for veterans. I'm begging you, please. Don't just go off half-cocked trying to do it yourself. You don't have to. Please. Now, let's talk about one of the other things that we need to be looking at, and that is, what are we all going to do to make this thing happen better for everybody? Yes, sir. This Is War is a subject that was brought up, of course, at our American Legion. And we're talking about other cities and other places of where you are that's having this war within. Change has already come. We're all having to adapt. In our area, it's massive growth. Massive growth in this area. So we got to look at traffic now. We got to look at housing now. We got to look at food costs. But veterans, please do your part. Stand up. Help those who need help. Okay? Our patchwork public health system has to be unpatched. It's got to come together for everybody. Public health is a part of what we pay taxes for. Public health is a part of the promise that we give. No matter what, if you got a problem health-wise, you can find a way to clear it. In the old days, if you didn't have money, you couldn't even get in a hospital. Okay? So that is not a problem in America anymore. There's plenty of health programs, there's plenty of insurance companies, and everybody who's doing their best to make it easy for you to get help. But if you're having a problem finding it, don't forget, Crisis Line. I hope you wrote the number down. If you didn't, it's 1-800. Got it? 273-8255. Please use the service. Now, we're passing the time that COVID-19 was a problem. And I say problem because people didn't know how to deal with it. It's finally gotten better. I'm saying to you veterans, if you're inside anywhere on an airplane or in those places, no one's mad at you for wearing your mask. If you're outside and you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. But I happen to be in Florida, so we don't have that problem. But I'm visiting New York, and the problem came back. They want to see a mask. So depending on where you are and what you're doing, the mask is still a part of keeping us a little bit healthier. Public health system. We're going to be talking more about that in weeks to come, to talk about where the mistakes are being made, if we can find them, and how it's going to take, and what it's going to take, and when it's going to take for us to repair the patchwork system. That's what we are looking to do right here at WVETOnlineRadio.com, in association, of course, with 96.7 FM. Sunshine Radio, right here in St. Pete. Made for vets like us. And that is a mandate. All the companies who say they want to do stuff, let's follow the traditions of Made for Vets Like Us. And that's another veteran organization who supports everything we do. And again, it meant one thing. We're here to help vets any way we can. Find a place to live, a bank, the right insurance company, schools, educators, churches, hospitals, and information and entertainment. So now I want to say thank you for tuning in to this 99th show, because we're getting ready to go to 100, and that'll be done live right there at Ferg's. But I'm also going to adopt the chat program. If you just want to call in and chat, if you just happen to want to go by, that's Ferg's. If you just happen to want to internet, it's thatsontheair@gmail.com or WVET online radio. And now, Studio 104 is producing a place for us to do radio vision all the time. So, Scott, thank you for what you guys are doing. And please, come on with us and add video to your radio. Start radio vision. Don't forget, we're all looking to help veterans who are doing a little bit less. I just finished doing a stand down, but I had to leave town. So we want to give a shout out to the people at Bay Pines who last weekend had a great stand down. A lot of people showed up. A lot of our homeless veterans got help. Come back and let's do it again. Keep the Boston of the Beach 96.7 FM. And don't forget, music is what we look to add from more veterans and more young people get back to an instrument. Play one. I don't care if it's violin, saxophone, drums, guitar. Get back to the instruments that created the music that your computer now copies. We're looking for you, and we're always here to keep the Boston Beach 96.7 FM. This is Voice for Veterans. Over and out with a shout. Give them some more music, Tim. This one is your call. Voice for Veterans 100th show will be at Ferg's on Central Downtown Midday. Now that day is the 15th, which is Wednesday. Join us.
The greatest country on the face of the earth, the home of the brave and the land of the free. A lot of young men and women shed their blood around the world and proudly gave their lives for you and me. I stand for the flag, I kneel at the altar, I pray falters. I hope for our children, I fight for our freedom, and I ain't gonna bow to any man. I stand. I support our local heroes that proudly wear the badge, and the first responders answering the call. That all lives matter, whether black, white, or brown, and I believe in equal justice for all. I stand for the flag, I kneel at the altar, I pray for our nation that it never falters. I hope for our children,
flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.